الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الياسين Allah said إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كريم. And the same مضمون, the same subject has come in other places in Surah Al-Mulk and elsewhere. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning something which on the face of it sounds strange. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this term of affection, Rabbahum, their Rabb. So the essence of this is the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is to fear to offend the one you love the most. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have you know, used other terms of his names of power and his names of majesty and glory. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Rabbahum, because the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we experience every single instance of our lives, 24 hours. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also khaliqu kulli shay, he is the creator of everything. And on this subject of creation, we might reflect on it sometimes when you see something beautiful or you see something majestic, you see a beautiful sunrise, you say Subhanallah. But the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Khaliq is not something which is constantly in our consciousness. We don't always think about it. It's not something which always comes to our attention. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik Yawmiddin. He is the owner of the Day of Judgment, and may Allah forgive us. That is not something that we think about often. We should think about it very often, but we don't. Once in a while, we get reminded about it. Maybe, you know, when we read something, some lecture, Jummah, whatever. But otherwise, generally, we seem to not remember the Akhirat as much as we can, or we should. But the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as not only Rabbul Alameen, but my Rabb. Who is the Rabb? The Rabb is the one who fulfills every single need of mine. If I take a breath inside, my Rabb is the one who permitted me, and with his quwwat I took this breath inside, and he is the one who will permit me inshallah to be able to exhale. It will not get stuck there. Just simple thing. I mean, you don't have to drop dead to understand this. Obviously, if you drop dead, you don't understand anything. But I'm saying, just look at somebody who is having an asthmatic attack. I mean, what is another way of describing an asthmatic attack? It is irregular breathing. That's all. But what kind of a thing? I mean, you can actually die with an asthmatic attack. But I'm saying, even if you don't die, what kind of, pain and what kind of suffering is that? Allah mafiz. Similarly, sometimes you eat or drink something and you choke. You know, the breath gets stuck. It is a momentary thing. I mean, that whole choking incident is maybe a few seconds. I mean, if it was long enough, you would be dead. You would not be alive. But I'm saying that it's a small incident. But that small instance, how painful it is. Your eyes start watering and you feel as if you are going to die, or even though it was for a few seconds. Bilkul, you get rattled completely. It's just a little bit of a choking. And what happened? Effectively, what happened was your breath got stuck. What was inside was inside, what is outside, you can't exhale, you can't inhale, it's stuck. But that one instance. Now, I am reminding myself and you that let us not wait for unpleasant and problematic things to happen before we think of Allah. Let us think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that's why Allah said, Rabbahum. He says, their Rabb. Who is their Rabb? Rabbi, who is my Rabb? My Rabb is the one who gives me everything I need, every instant of the day, every instance, continuously. And that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that awareness that this is my Rabb who gives me. This is a very, very important thing for us to remember. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Lahum maghfira. For these people is the maghfira. Wa ajrin kareem. And big ajr for them. For whom? Yakshawun rabbahum bil khayr. Those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I have mentioned before in many times, fear of Allah is not fear as in something, because fear produces hatred. I mean, fear is not a positive emotion. Nobody loves what they fear. People hate what they fear. I mean, if you ask anyone, if a child doesn't like a teacher in school, he may fear the teacher, but he doesn't like the teacher. And that's the nature of fear. Fear only produces hatred. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the mu'mineen, the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Allah said, who are the people of belief? They not only love Allah, أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. They love Allah more than anything else. So how do you put the fear and the love together? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, خَشَتُ اللَّهِ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. You put them together by saying, it is the fear of offending the one that you love more than anything else. So the more the hub of Allah increases, the more the love of Allah increases, the more the fear of offending Him also increases. And that is taqwa. Taqwa is to leave the doubtful. I mean, what is openly haram, inshallah, a Muslim will not do. So leaving something which is openly haram, this is, it's not even a struggle. I mean, how much struggle is it for people like you and me not to drink alcohol? It's not a struggle. I mean, how much struggle is it for you and me not to eat pork? Yeah, it's not a struggle. So the struggle comes in things which are doubtful. I'm not sure, is it halal, is it haram, I don't know what's in it, so on and so forth. That is where the struggle is. And who is the one who leaves it? The one who has taqwa. He says, no, I don't even want to do something in which there is a doubt. Maybe it will offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu alam, I don't want to go in there. Why should I do that? You know, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me other things to do. I do that. So this yakshawna rabbahum bil ghaib. And that's why this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Rabb. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us constantly focus on this. Let us constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, and that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every instant of our lives, and we are using the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every instant of our lives, and therefore we should make shukr, and we should avoid anything which has even a chance of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is the essence of taqwa, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.